and welcome back to Flying Solo Podcast, where we spotlight the most innovative and inspiring creatives shaping the fashion industry today. In this episode, we are thrilled to introduce Michal of Paemet, an accessory designer known for her bold yet delicate aesthetics. She blends artistry, storytelling, and craftsmanship the way that feels both timeless and modern. We'll dive into the journey behind the brand and how Paemet is redefining what it means to wear accessories that speak louder than words.
So, hello everyone. Thank you, Elizabeth, for this amazing opportunity. I'm really excited to be here and I can't wait to tell you everything about my brand.
Great. So, let's start from the very, very beginning. So, when was that point when you decided that you want to start an accessory brand?
So I launched my brand in 2021. Before that, I was a graphic designer, didn't have anything to do with accessories or textile, and I always dreamt about creating my own brand that will incorporate my love for textile, fashion, visual arts. And then after I became a mother and a few other life-changing events happened to me, I decided that I shouldn't wait any longer and I should pursue my dream and just go after it and don't waste another minute doing something else.
So the whole going after it. So what was the start of your collection? Did you start drawing the designs of your scarf or did you start researching manufacturers first? So what was the first step of doing it?
So first I just started sketching a lot of different designs, finding my own language within this field and finding like the way, the style that I wanted, the textures that I wanted to get, the materials that I wanted to have, because it was all very, very new to me. So I was consulting with like another fashion designer, which I really appreciate. And then I was printing everything on paper. And just after that, I was testing it out on fabrics and deciding what would complement the best for my designs.
Your scarves are extremely soft and I absolutely love the fabrics that you use. So what was the research like? How many tries did it take to get where you are in terms of quality?
So luckily it didn't take a lot because like the first factory that I found was really great and I'm still working with them to this day. I'm also working with other factories, so it's great just with the internet, finding like factories that you can really work with. I'm working with Italy, UK and China, and it's all through the internet. I haven't been in any of these factories physically, and still I'm looking for like the best products, the best results, and it, to me, it's like the power of the internet. That's so amazing.
Wow, that is wonderful. I didn't even realize that you have three locations where you manufacture things. So what's for the younger listeners, the ones that, younger designers, I would say, the one that is just about to start their journey into production. So how do you even choose them? Do you reach out to them? Like, how did you end up getting the ones that you got?
Yeah, so I just like did like a research online and I found like, I reached out to them and you know, you can receive samples and do like a sample, one sample or two for like a very low price. And then you can test it and see what you like and then do like the bigger order.
That sounds great. And you yourself researched them online and just found the ones that you want to connect with, right?
Yes, because I'm a one-woman show to this day, so yeah, I did everything by myself.
That's actually very impressive. You do have quite a bit of collection of different designs. I didn't even realize that you're still a one-person company.
Yes. I am trying to work with like freelance sometimes, but it's mainly me, like Yeah.
So you started in 2021. So that was the very beginning of when you start making your first samples and first collection. So what were the next steps after that? How did you try to scale? What did you start selling on your website? Did you start doing our pop-ups? How did you start growing your brand?
So a year after I launched my brand, I actually moved to New York. So that was also from Israel, and that was like a big change in my life in so many aspects, and I feel like it really helped me also to push my brand to places that I couldn't have if I haven't been here. Within terms of like flying solo, I think it made a lot of impact on my development, and I did like pop-ups, I did events. I participated in your events, and it was a wonderful way to spread the word for my brand and also to get to know other people that are in the same situation as me.
Yeah, I mean, it's always great to talk to other designers that are in the same boat as you are and in the same stage of development. Kind of felt that Flying Soul was based on that idea that if we are together, it will be just much easier for all of us to develop. So I'm very happy that that you felt the same way. So after, how was the initial press for you? I know that you received quite a bit of press. What was the very first publication that you ever received? And I know that everybody remembers the very first one.
Well, actually, I don't remember the first one.
Okay,
I think that I think there, to name a few, I was in Glamour, Cosmopolitan, Harper's Bazaar, Elle. And that has been so amazing. I really love what Flying Solo is doing with the designers. The photos are amazing. And I feel like that's a really push point to each brand. And I feel like it's amazing. What can I say? Like, also like receiving other perspectives from other stylists and that do like styling in ways that I couldn't think of, and creating something so unique and wonderful that I couldn't have done like in a production of my own, because I see things in a specific way and they see it in a total different way. So I feel like that's giving like a lot of fruitful results for my brand.
Yeah, well, it's funny that you're mentioning it, because I just did a podcast with Mona of Manslapur, that she'd been with us from literally day one, from the very beginning. And she said that one of the turning points of how she views her brand was exactly what you're saying, is like when stylists took her pieces out into the world and shot it. Because one of her, she was always, at the beginning, she was women's wear. And she had that beautiful skirt that was ended up styled on a guy, that only then she realized that her brand should be gender fluid and should be fashion for everybody. I feel that you experienced the same when you imagine your brand to be for a certain client or certain person, and then it's styled differently, and then you start seeing much more potential behind your brand.
That's absolutely right. Yeah.
You mentioned to me in a conversation prior that you're looking to expand to a new line of accessories. So tell me more about it.
Yeah, so I'm super excited about that. I have a new line of bags, actually, tote bags and pouch bags. Some of them come in sets, also matching sets. It's really a starting point to expand my brand to other fields, and it's really it means a lot to me. I mean, I feel like Poemet, my brand, is only at the beginning, and I have such a long way to go. I have so many dreams. I want to. So many fields that I want to be in, and the sky's the limit, really.
I 100% agree with that. But why bags? What was the natural, why did you believe that is the next natural step for your brand? Or was it always within your brand to go into bags after the scarves?
I felt like it was the natural next step for my brand. I feel like there aren't a lot of bags that are like mine, actually. I felt like that would be really... that would really complement the scarves, because some of them are like matching with the scarves, and then you can have like a total set, and that is like, to me, it's like a total look for from Poemet with only accessories, and that's a great way to reach out my audience in a different way. It's also a very nice gift, and I feel like, yeah, it's like the natural step, but it's only step one. I have so many other plans. Yeah.
that is really cool. I definitely want to learn what will be next after the bag selection, bag collection. But when are you looking to release it? Is it going to be released this year, or is it are you going to wait till next year?
Yeah, so it's actually already live on my website, and live on Flying Solo as well. So you can find it there.
That is so great. So it's basically right in time for when people start shopping for the holiday gifting. And if they already own one of your scarves, maybe they can find something matching as a bag.
That's great. Yeah, that's my intention. Well, exactly.
I know that you started quite recently, but it's still been 4 years of your journey, and I'm sure you learned quite a bit. So if you would have give yourself an advice, what you already know now that you haven't, that you didn't know when you started, what would it be?
So I feel like the best advice that I could give someone, to me as at my starting point, right, for someone who is starting out, is that... it's a journey, it's a long journey to reach the places that you want to reach, and it's not enough to be talented. You have to believe in yourself and work really, really hard, and not stop working really, really hard for a very long time until you reach your goals, and then you have other goals. So it's a constant journey, actually, and I feel like it's a wonderful journey, which I discovered so many things about myself as well.
What was the best things you discovered about yourself?
That I have courage, I guess. Because like it took a lot of courage for me to just start this. I feel like I was insecure about my designs and how people will react and if they're gonna like it, or is it going to fail, or, you know. And then when I first launched it, the reactions were so amazing, and like I literally cried the first day that I launched, because it came after such a complicated time in my personal life, and then it was like such a reward to do something that is completely me. I feel like to believe in yourself and to work really hard, that's my tip for any beginner designer. Yeah,
amazing. And I really like your point on something that I think every designer go through, when it's that insecurity that creeps in, is what if they're not going to like it, what if I didn't produce designs good enough. I always tell designers that the worst thing that can happen to you as a young brand, no one will just pay attention, and that is it. But if you never release it, no one was paying attention to begin with, so that's about the worst can happen. So I do applaud you for your courage and going for it, because it's the starting point is the hardest one. I always felt in the beginning of the brand, then it doesn't become easy, but at least you're on the roll of doing something. So
exactly,
it might be the most terrifying point, but I do encourage everybody who wants to start to actually start. I believe you agree with me when I say that if you are a designer at heart and you just cannot not do it, you must do what you there is a creation inside of you and you need to get it out. Otherwise, it just, you will not feel.
For sure, I can tell. For sure, I can tell you that for the years that I wasn't doing this, I felt like I was afraid. I was really scared that I wouldn't live to my potential. Like, I really felt that I wouldn't be myself if I won't eventually pursue this, because it's a passion and it's some, like you said, it's something from the within. It has to come out. I feel like also my designs are very like expressive. They're not like quiet. It's like if you wear it, it means you are here. Like everyone that sees you, it's very present. So I feel like it's a statement with my designs that I do. Like for me, like everyone, every time that a person purchases my design, it's also like a part of me is like continuing further. Like my creation is just flowing and reaching wider audience. That's like, to me, it's like an expansion of my heart. And also, like, poemet means a woman's heartbeat in Hebrew. So it's like, it's all very personal to me.
That's such a great thing that you mentioned, that it's extension of your heart, your creations. That's something that I think every designer feels when they put their collections out there. Well, Michal, thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. I know that our listeners will learn a lot from you and from your journey. And I really think that a lot of them will be very inspired to move forward when they feel like they're stuck in that point when they're not sure if they want to go for it and actually start your own brand, or should they just not do it at all. So thank you so much for telling this inspirational story.
Thank you, Elizabeth. I really appreciate your time and giving me this exposure. And I really love being a part of Flying Solo. So thank you so much.